Tonight I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，我正道。
Tonight topic is Jonah's prayer.
今天晚上的题目是约拿的祷告。
Let's look up the Jonah's chapter 2.
请看约拿书第二章。
Book of Jonah, chapter 2, from verse 1.
约拿书第二章第一节。
Jonah chapter 2 from verse 1 to the last verse.
约拿书第二章第一节到最后一节。
Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the stomach of the fish, and he said, I call out my distress to the Lord, and he answered me. I cry for help from the depth of Sheol, and thou didst hear my voice.For thou hadst cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the current engulfed me, and all thy breakers and the billows passed over me. So I said, I have been expelled from thy sight. Nevertheless, I will look again toward thy holy temple. Water encompassed me to the point of death.The great depth engulfed me. The weeds were wrapped around my head. I descended to the roots of the mountains. The earth with its bars was around me forever. But thou hast brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. While I was fainting away, I remember the Lord, and my prayer came to thee, into thy holy temple. Those who regard it a vain idol forsake their faithfulness, but I will sacrifice to thee with the voice of thanksgiving, that which I have vowed I will pay. Salvation is from the Lord. Then the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah up onto the dry land.I think that Jonah, this prayer, I'm sure because you have read this, I'm sure several times.
从大家都读过这个约拿的祷告已经很多遍。
The Jonah story is very famous.
约拿的这个故事是非常有名的。
We have noticed that his personality is very rebellious and kind of not submissive anyway.
我们知道约拿的个性是非常，有时候是感觉是不顺服的。
But God chose him to use for him an instrument of God.
但是神所却拣选了他做神的器皿。
And God has a give a word to the Jonah, ask him to go to Nineveh, and approach, let the people to repent so that they can escape out of their judgment of God.
所以神就拣选了约拿，派约拿去尼尼微城，去向尼尼微城传。
But at that time, so Jonah didn't follow what God said to him.
所以尼微城就会免去这个灾难，但是这个时候约拿却没有遵行神的话。
He never told God, I don't like to go, or say something that can change somebody else to go, or some kind of suggestion to God.He never say anything, but when God asked him to go to Nineveh and to preach there, to let them to repent, and right away he just rose up and to flee from God, and he goes to the Tarshish.
约拿那个之前却没有向神说他不想要去别的地方，但是神叫他去尼尼微城的时候，约拿却不顺服，他却跑去了塔述。
According to the Jonah chapter 1 verse 3 mentioned that.He just flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
在约拿书第一章第三节这边讲到说，约拿却起来逃往他斯去躲避神。
He doesn't like to stand in front of God.
他不想站在神的面前。
It is an honor. It is a blessing that he can face to God and he can listen to the voice of God.
能够听到神的话，站在神的面前是一个非常。
But here in chapter 1 verse 3, Jonah didn't like to go to Nineveh. We can see the heart. Once we have a nature, rebellious nature come out from us, and we can, we have a desire to disobey to God.
我们可以看到有这种心，就是要反对的心，就是很自然的，我们会对神的所说的话有这种反对的心。
And naturally, we doesn't want to face to God.
很自然的，我们就不想与神见面。
And that naturally, whatever God's presence is uncomfortable.
那神的显现就会对我们感觉是非常不舒服的。
And nowadays, we can see the generation now, the people, they don't like to listen to the word of God.
我们知道这现一代的人很不喜欢听神的话。
Many people, they know there is a God.
很多人都知道有神。
But they don't like to follow God. They don't like to listen to the word of God.
但是他们却不想追求神，也不想听神的话。
The beginning of our human nature's corruption has come from this attitude of a rebellious attitude.
在我们人一开始败坏的时候，就是有这种反应的、反对的一种心态。
And we know what Israelites that they're failing is because they have this nature.
我们知道以色列人的失败，就是因为他们有这种的很自然的这种的反应，对神的反对。
They have a very stubborn neck in front of God.
他们在神所对他们所说的话是有非常极大的反对。
So it is important that we have a look at our heart that we really like to see God, or we doesn't want to see God. It's we have to ask ourselves.
所以有时候我们问我们自己，我们要审查我们的心，我们愿意去追求神吗？这是非常重要的。
The true Christian's attitude is no matter whatever God says, we just submit to Him.
一个真正基督徒的态度就是神所说的一切话，我们就要顺服神。
It doesn't matter if it makes sense or not makes sense.
假如说是有理由，或者是有道理或没有道理的话。
It doesn't matter whether this word is our favor or not favor.
或者是神所说的话对我们有益，或者对我们没有益的话。
It's telling us that we, as our attitude, has led us to be more like a slave to God.
我们都该去做，但是我们的心态就好像一个仆人，在神的面前做一个仆人。
And once we have we invite Jesus as our Lord.
假如说我们要求神。 进入我们的心，基督进入我们的心。
The Lord is a very precious word come to us, that the creators, our God, becomes our drivers of our life.
这个主是非常宝贵的，当我们求主进入我们的心，这是一个非常宝贵的一件事。
But our human nature, so we have our own nature that we want to be on boss ourselves.
但是我们人很有时候自己的。
We don't like somebody to control us.
我们不喜欢别人控制我们。
We don't like somebody ask us to do this and do that.
我们不希望别人叫我们做这个做那个。
So I think at this time, the Jonah, when he heard from the Lord, is arise and go to the Nineveh and then preach to them. At that time, his heart is torn away from God.
当这个时候，神叫约拿起来去尼尼微城的时候，约拿却 不听神的说话。
He knows there is a God.
约拿知道有这位神。
But he himself forced himself to deny the voice of God there.
但是约拿却不接受神的话。
Instead of accept his voice, but he turned away and then he disobeyed what God said to him.
约拿应该要接受神的话，但是他却不顺服神的话。
I wish that all the brothers and sisters, when we come to the Lord, and when we in front of the Word of God, let us have a heart to accept all the Word of God.
希望弟兄姐妹，当来到神的面前，当读神的话的时候，我们应该接受神的话。
So that we can enjoy the presence of God.
所以我们可以享受神的显现在我们的同在，与我们的同在。
Our heart turned to be like a child.
我们的心就转向像一个小孩一样。
We really like to get close to God.
我们真正的想与神亲近。Our
heart is pure enough. We want to see God always.
我们的心是很纯洁的，想要时常想要见到神。So
that we can willing to listen to the voice of God.
所以我们就可以听到神的话语。When
little children, how they can comfort themselves, and how they can secure their heart when they listen to the voice of mother.
一个小孩怎么能够有一个 个很敬的心呢，就是他们时常听到他们母亲所说的话。
Little children when they play around sometimes, but constantly checking whether their mother is close to them or not.
小孩有时候在玩的时候，但是他们却有这个心去注意到什么时候他的母亲向他说话。
So it is important that we can close to God, we can rely on to God.We can desire to listen to His voice.
So we 向神亲近，来依靠神，追求神是非常重要的，也要听从神的话。
We know that Adam and Eve, both of them, they commit sin and they were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
我们知道亚当跟夏娃因为犯罪被神赶出伊甸园。
Because they do not respect the word of God.
因为他们没有尊敬神的话。
They don't want to listen to.The voice of God.
他们不想要听到神的话。
They think they are better than what God asked, God told them to do.
他们觉得自己比神的话还有神的话语教训更好。
They themselves wants to be a wise man actually, so that's why they take eat this fruit that will give them a knowledge of good and evil.
他们自己觉得他们是智慧人，就是取得这个善恶果。
What Satan suggests, since you eat this, then your eyes can open, so you can be wiser.
要与神一样，所以撒旦就跟他讲说，你们若吃了这善恶果，你的眼睛就会发亮，跟与神一样，有智慧。
I think Jonah at the beginning, he when he heard the word of a voice of God and command of God asked him to go to Nineveh, he doesn't want to listen because he's much better than God.
当约拿听到神的话，降临叫他去尼尼微传福音的时候，但是约拿却不听从神的话，他觉得他比神还要大。
When he flee to the Tarshish on the way, actually the road is very smooth.
当他去他失了这个地带的时候，他所去的一切都很顺利。
And he go to the ship and he paid the fare and he get into the boat. Nothing bothers him.
他上了这只船付了船票，然后在这船上没有任何的坏的事情发生到他的身上。
It seems everything is quite smooth for where his choice to go on.
他所做的选择，他以为都是很顺利的。
But later on, the one that the ship is at lunch to the sea, and then on the way, and this ship faced a great wind.
但是后来这个船到了海中，然后这个船就遭遇了很大的风暴。
At that time, according to the scriptures, he went down to the lower deck and then he had a deep sleep there.
当然后在第五节讲到说，约拿已经下到底舱，然后沉卧着睡着了。
Actually, all the sailors they're afraid because they can see that this great wind, they can see the imminent dangers.
这些在船上的水手都很惧怕，因为他们都看到这些看到这个大风大浪来临。
It seems like as non-believers that they are more sensitive about the situation.
好像这个不信神的人，比信神的人更感觉可以感觉到这个风暴。
But Jonah went down to the lay down and fell asleep. He mentioned the sound sleep on the lowers, I think.
可是约拿就是已经下到这个底舱，然后就躺卧沉睡。
And then all the people alerted, but only this one. So captain came down to see him, and verse 6 says, "How is that you are sleeping?"
但船上的人都机灵起来，有一个人就下到船舱底下，船第六节讲到说，船主到那里对他说：“你这沉睡的人啊，为何这样呢？”
Of course, this is just captain of the ship say to him.
所以这个船主对约拿所说的话。
How is that you are sleeping?
你这沉睡的人呐，为何这样呢？
Don't you see the situation?
你难道没有看到你周围的情况吗？
All these people here, they are afraid of this great from the great winds. How come you can only one just go down and then use only you can fall and sound sleep?
这船上的人都惧怕这个风暴，但是你为什么能够在这个船底舱里面沉睡？
If continue let it go, then this ship end up the wreck and the sink, so we'll be perished. So you can pray to your God.
So we, 假如继续在这船上遇到这风暴的话，我们将会沉沦。然后你应该向你的神起来求告你的神。
Later on, they pray to their God, nothing happened.
然后他们就向他们的神祷告， 没有任何事情有改变。
So they choose the way to draw the lot, and who is the one the cause of this strong wind?
他们就用抽签的方法来抽出来到底是谁的缘故，为了所以有这个风暴。
And that the Jonah was the one elected out of this lot.
所以约拿就被这个签抽出，所抽出。
And then the people ask him, "What's going on?"
所以船上的人就问他说，到底是什么缘故？
We have noticed all this, the way they happened, that end up that everybody's eyes is fixed to the Jonah's, because it's God, everything's touched upon each moment, so let the other people can see the problem is come from the Jonah's.
所以这个当中全部的一些发生事情，所以这船上人都定睛看着约拿，是因为神的旨意。
He's telling us that life is it really up to God's hand.
所以告诉我们，我们日常生活的生活。一切真的是由神的手 来替我们决定。
We think that we are the one who the control our life.
有时候我们觉得我们自己是控制我们的生命。
We are wise enough to handle our life, manage our life.
所以我们觉得我们自己能够来掌管我们自己的生命。
But here we can see that God is the source of all the things.
但是我们在这边却看到说神是一切的来源。
End up in Jonah chapter 1 verse 9 here, he talked to these sailors and the people there in the ship, and then he identified himself.
约拿书第一章第九节讲到，他后来约拿就向这些船上人，所对他们说，然后他就自认自己是希伯来人。
And here mentioned that I am a Hebrew and I fear the Lord God of heaven who made the sea.And the dry land.
第九节这么讲说，我是希伯来人，我敬畏神，那创造沧海干地之天上的神。
When Jonah talked to the people that I am the Hebrew and I fear the Lord God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land, when he confessed these words, this is the word actually the voice of his repentance.
当约拿向这些人所讲，他是希伯来人，他敬畏神，这个就是他所悔改的话语。
He's supposed to follow the word God's voice.
他应该是遵行神的话。
He's supposed to fear the Lord.
他应该敬畏惧怕神。
But he know what he has done is against the God's will.
但是他所做的是违背神的道。
So now he come up, he mentioned that I supposed to fear the Lord God.
然后他这边对这些船上人讲说，我应该是敬畏神的人。
He knows that he believed that God is the creator of heaven and then earth everything.
他也相信神是创造天地。
And then he suggests them, "Let me, you can cast me into the sea."
对，让这些船上的人知道说，你可以把我丢投入这个海。
This is what he weighed his suggestion now is he let him, "You can kill me, then this wind can die down."
约拿所建议就是说，他们可以把约拿投入海，所以因为这样，这个风浪就会停止。
When he has a heart to repent.
所以他就有这个心来悔改。
And God provided big fishes.
所以神就就是准备了一只大鱼。
So as soon as they cast him into the sea, and this big fish provided, and let the fish swallow into the stomach of fishes.
当约拿被投入这个海的当中，后来神就预备这个鱼，这个鱼就吞吃了这个约拿到这个鱼的腹中。
It seems like a story. It seems a very it's not true story. It seems like a kind of imagination story, kind of.
这个故事好像读起来好像不是真的，好像是在幻想。
And it's a now the 21st century is a sophisticated generation. It's hard to accept this kind of story.
但是在二十一世纪的科技都很先进。对我们这个故事对我们来讲是非常难以接受的。
But it is a true story, because Jesus used this instance.
但是对这个故事的确是真实的，因为主耶稣曾用过这个故事讲道。
Anyway, the Jonah when fish's stomach.
当我们思考约拿在这个鱼的腹中的时候
，fish's stomach is not a comfortable place.
这鱼的腹中，在它这个鱼的里面，是非常不。
That's why I guess he mentioned in this prayer, and he many times mentioned the great deep engulf me, and the weeds and the wrapped around my head. And he just, you can see his expressions. It's kind of a 3 days and three nights. He couldn't see the sunlight. And he stayed inside of the fish's stomach to survive. This is a miracle anyway. Such kind of smelly place, such kind of harsh circumstances. God's best preparation for Jonah to save his soul and his spirit back is the fish's, big fish's stomach.
所以神为约拿所准备的，虽然他在鱼的腹中，神能够保持他的生命。
Actually, this the fish's stomach for 3 days and three night darkness for his life is actually a great blessing.
当约拿在这个鱼的腹中三天三夜是黑暗的，其实来讲是一个神的祝福。
I'm sure because when he was in the under such a circumstance, he got a great stress.
我想说约拿在这个时候这个情况的当中，他是非常的有。
And he even mentioned the verse 7 said, while I was fainting away.
Okay.
Again, telling us that he's stressed out of such a stomach of the fishes. But God provided him the space and time, so let him pray to God. It is stressful. And there's a circumstance, it's not the situation led him to comfortably pray to God. But actually this is the best place that led him to pray to revive his soul and his faith. We can see that from the prayer of Jonah. There's a struggle, but at the same time, we can see the hope and how his faith can revive that.
我们看到约拿这个祷告虽然是很困难的，但是我们看到说他祷告当中，他有这个盼望，最后有这个得到这个信心的复兴。
And here the verse 2 mentions that I call out of my distress to the Lord.
第二节这边讲说我遭遇困难求告神。
Many times the stress and the kind of circumstance that gives us a hard time, actually it turned to be a great time to great space and great situation to be prayed to God. When you look at the David, when he commit a great sin, how he can turn around to God through the repentance.
他们大卫如何转向神，就是因为他后来悔改，转向神。
And also he knows that God listened to the contrite heart.
他也知道神却倾听这个愿意悔改的这个人的祷告。
And also when we come to the Lord, it's the best attitude is let ourselves to be sinner, so we can come to the Lord.
所以当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们的心。
So sometimes the stress really benefit to us. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
我们请看哥林多后书第七章。
2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9 and 10.
哥林多后书第七章第九节第十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9 and 10.
哥林多后书第七章第九节第十节。
I now rejoice not that you were made sorrowful, but that you were made sorrowful to the point of repentance. For you were made sorrowful according to the will of God, in order that you might not suffer loss in anything through us. For the sorrow that is according to the will of God produce a repentance without a regret, leading to salvation, but the sorrow of the word produced death. Here the Paul mentioned about the benefit of the sorrowful that according to the God's will.
在这保罗这边讲到说这个忧愁对我们的好处是会生出这个懊悔来。
Verse 10 said for the sorrow that is according to the will of God produce repentance without regret leading to salvation.
第十节这边讲到因为依着神的意思忧愁就生出没有后悔的懊悔来以致得救。
I think it's important that with Christian life we need actually constant struggling.
我觉得我们基督徒的生活必须要时常的在这个挣扎当中，在这困苦当中挣扎。
Actually, the constant struggling shaping us to more our spirit and our soul to be sensitive.
在这个挣扎当中会使我们的灵性会感觉更敏感。
And let us know who we are.
就能够知道说我们自己到底是谁。
Why we listen to the word of God?
我们为什么要听神的话?
Why we kneel down and pray to God?
为什么我们跪下来祷告向神祷告?
When we kneel down and pray to God, we close our eyes.
当我们跪下来祷告，我们闭上我们眼睛。
Because we want to look at ourselves.
因为我们要审查我们自己。
And we will look at our weakness.
我们看到我们自己的软弱。
So that we can struggle ourselves.
所以我们在这个当中可以挣扎。
Struggle gives us a benefit.
所以这个挣扎会给我们好处。
Of course, this struggle is because it turned to be a pessimistic way. It doesn't help at all.
假如这挣扎对我们没有益处的话，就对我们没有意义。
But with the word of God,
但是靠着神的话,
if we continue struggling,
我们继续的挣扎,
actually improve us.
这到最后会使我们灵性有好处。
Shaping us to be shining.
所以使我们就变成更有光滑。
We know that the saw has to be sharpening, so that it make it edge to more sharper.
我们知道这个剑要继续一直的磨着，这个剑才会变成有力的尖。
Actually, the word of God gives us this function to sharpen our heart and let our heart to be struggle.
所以这个神的话，也就是磨在我们磨我们的心，在这个困难当中磨我们的心，使我们更坚强。
In a sense, if we hear this word, then maybe because believing God is a struggle, then a lot of stress then.
也许我们信神是有很多的困难，有很多的在这个挣扎。
But actually not.
实际上不是这样。
This struggling helps us build us a muscle to be strong.
这个挣扎当中会使我们靠着神更坚强。
When you go to the gym, to when you do exercise.
当我们在健身房在做运动的时候。
An exercise that serves us to a lot of stress actually in our body. When you lift up the weight, it is a stress. At the beginning, you cannot lift up the 100 pounds at right away. By struggling from the 10 pound, 20, 30, 40, it keep increasing. But that time so when we have a struggling. But we constantly challenged our physically challenged to it. Later on we have noticed that we can lift up 100 pounds. Let our soul and our spirit turn out to become free from that on. When we lift up the 100 pounds, because it turned out to be a piece of cake later. Because our spiritual body, our spiritual life, in the empower and gain the strength in this way. You know that when how Jesus mentioned that how, if we want to be a disciple of Jesus, if you want to follow me, you deny yourself, carry a cross.
You're
telling us that we can shape ourselves. Cross is a stress. But Jesus knows that this stress helps us. He knows that let us build our spiritual muscle. So let our inner body to be strong.
We know
the Apostle Paul, God allowed him God gave a grace to him to thorn in his body.
我们知道，使徒保罗神给他这个这个刺，就是一个恩典。
It is constantly bothers him.
对，的确时常的对保罗是有这个忧愁。
At the beginning, he thought it makes him to be weaker.
当保罗一开始觉得说，对这个刺对他讲会使他信心减弱。
But later he find out it makes him too strong.
但是他最后发觉这个刺却使他的信心增强。
He understood when he is weak, then and actually at that time is actually he's strong himself.
所以他发觉他当他是软弱的时候，但是这个时候就是他在坚强的时候。
So it is a blessing that we can our Christian life constant struggling that with the Word of God.
的确，我们基督徒一直靠着神的话，一直在这个挣扎当中，是对我们有益处的。
When Jesus was tempted by the Satan,
当主耶稣被撒旦所试探
，Actually, the Satan gave Jesus a toss one by one to the let his heart to be struggled.
撒旦就用不同的方法让主耶稣的心在挣扎当中。
Each time he used the word of God to cast out the Satan.
每一次主耶稣就用神的话来赶走撒旦的诡计。
It is a struggle.
的确，这个是在挣扎当中。
But actually, let him to be strong.
但是却把使主耶稣的信心增强。
We know that this way we can be strong ourselves. We can so the sorrowful. I mentioned we here look at the those kind of sorrowful struggle that is led by the will of God. It benefit to us.
可的确，这边讲到说这个忧愁。由神而来的，但是却对我们是有益处的。
I can see the Jonas when he was in the big fish's stomach.
我们知道这个约拿在这个大鱼的腹中。
It is a great challenge.
的确，对约拿是一个很大的一个挑战。
Three days and three nights.
三天三夜。
He has to stay in the total darkness.
他在这个三天三夜的黑暗当中。
We know the fish moving, keep moving.
我们知道这个鱼会时常的在游动。
And there's not the food that he's supposed to take it.
在这个当中，却约拿没有任何的食物可以吃。
And it's total darkness turned to be his own prison actually, physically.
黑暗当中，就好比他在这个监狱。
But in when he's such kind of a distress, and actually find out the true freedom.
在这个很大的压力当中，他却找到了真正的自由。
You can see that from the prayer, and when he verse 2 says, "I cry for help from the depth of shallow thou this." Hear my voice. He know he believed in his prayer. He knows that God listened to his voice.
我们看第二节这边第二章第二节讲到这个是他向神的祷告，讲到说你就俯听我的声音。
And this is very because we can say it's such kind of a circumstance, but actually he experienced true freedom.
所以我们可以知道说他在这种状况情况当中，他真正的体会到真的自由。
And Jesus mentioned that you shall know the truth, and truth shall make you free.
主耶稣讲到说，你却知道真理，真理却会给你得到自由。
When he against the truth,
当一个人反对真理的时候
，When he went on the way to the Tarshish,
当约拿反对真理的时候，当他去这个他斯的时候
，Of course he mentioned he fell the sound sleep on the lower deck in the ship.
在这边讲到说他在下里舱。
But he cannot have experience of true freedoms.
但是他却没有真正的体会这个真的自由。
And he knows that God may be chasing after him. He knows that.
他知道神在继续的追讨他。
He knows what he's done is against God's will.
他知道他所做的是违背神的道。
Physically, it seems a quite comfortable situation.
他的肉体上感觉是很舒服的。
But spiritually, there's no security.
但是在属灵上，他却没有这个。保障
But when he was in the big fish's stomach,
当他在这个大鱼的腹中的时候
he can experience the true freedom.
他可以真正的体会到这个
Even though such a darkness turned out to be in the stomach of the fish, turned to be that he sees a prisoner.
虽然他在这个大鱼当中是黑暗的，这是一个在好比在监狱
But now he can hear the voice of God.
但是这个时候他却能听到神的话
It is a blessing.
这个的确是一个神的祝福
And also that he can.Let's turn to the look at the Jonah chapter 2.
我们来看约拿书第二章。
Jonah chapter 2 verse 3.
约拿书第二章第三节。
For thou hast cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the current engulfed me. All thy breakers and the billow passed over me. Verse 4.
第四节.
So I said, I have been expelled from thy sight. Nevertheless, I will look again toward thy holy temple. He knows what it happens, why it happened to him.
在他身上他都知道,
he understood that this is as a judgment of God.
他知道这个就是神对他的审判.
So verse 4, I said, I have been expelled from thy sight.
他第四节就讲说,
but then he mentioned, nevertheless, I will look again toward thy holy temple.
但是第四节最后这边讲说,
such a darkness.
在这个黑暗的当中,
and he has a desire to he will look again toward the holy temple. Hope is a survivor.
这个盼望就他可以使他能生存。
It is a blessing that when we believe in God,
的确我们相信神,
when we have a true hope within our heart,
我们在我们心有真正的盼望,
the hope control our life.
这个盼望会引导我们的生命,
if we have a living hope,
控制我们的生命,
No matter what circumstance we're situated, this hope gives us a power to penetrate the difficulties. Even such a darkness upon and in here the fish's stomach,
就虽然在这个鱼的腹中虽然是很黑暗的,
he has a desire that I will look again toward thy holy temple.
It's
telling us that his faith now is revived. His hope is alive. So even though he wasn't in the fish's stomach, but we can see that his faith is revived, and his submission is also revived out of him.
虽然约拿在这个鱼的腹中，我们可以看到他的信心复兴了，他对神也开始顺服了。
So he truly gained the true freedom out of the fish's stomach.
他的确在这个鱼的腹中得到这个真的自由。
And he knows that God can do it. God led him to see the holy temple.
他也知道说神带领他能够了解看到这个圣殿。
And also, verse 6.
第六节讲到,
I descend to the root of the mountain, the earth with its bars was around me forever, but thou hast brought me, brought up my life from the pit of the Lord, my God. Verse 7.
第七节,
and while I was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to thee into thy holy temple. Even the circumstance. And he understood that God is the salvation. And he is the one that can deliver out of the situation. Verse 6, that thou hast brought me up life from the pit.
第六节这边讲到说,他却将我的性命从坑中救出来。
And also, verse 7 said, while I was fainting away, I remember the Lord.
第七节讲说,我心在我里面发昏的时候,我就想念神。
And my prayer came to thee. Even though he prayed in the fish's stomach, but he knows that his prayer can reach up to God. And we can, it's important the Christian life, sometimes we might situate like a Jonah. Maybe because life is seems like in this world it's pulling away from God.
我们在这个世界上，我们的生命被这个世界与神离开。
When we drive our life based on our own way, own pace, and own destiny.
假如说我们就是说，在我们日常生活自己控制我们的生命跟自己控制我们的方向。
It seems like everything is smooth and nothing to be bothered.
好像一切都很顺利，没有任何的困难。
But we have to we have to understand.
但是我们却要知道,
only God can help us. Only God can give us a true blessing.
我们却要了解只有神可以帮助我们，只有神可以给我们真的福气。
God's word to Jonah to revive his faith is give him this the fish's stomach.
神的话临到的约拿，在当约拿在鱼的腹中。
God always training us and shaping us.
这个时候，神就是时常，也就是在在鼓励我们，鼓励我们。
We heard about the story about the prodigal son.
训练我们，我们听过这个浪子的这个比喻。
When he just walked away from his father's provision.
当这个浪子就离开了他的父亲。
And he wasted all the things he has.
他浪费了他所一切所有的。
End up, he learned that nobody can help him.
他学习到没有任何 人能够帮助他。
The land has a famine that came upon it.
当那个时候也有在饥荒。
He has to eat the food that the pig the prey.
他必须要吃猪所吃的食物。
And even that is not enough to fill up his stomach.
虽然吃了这猪所吃的食物还是不够。
And this is the circumstance that he turned away himself.
这个就是他这个当中他的心开始转向。
He understands how blissful.That his father's house.
他却那个时候却了解的，在神的他的父亲的家里是多么的有福气。
Actually, the circumstance led him to change his life.
所以那个时候，这个浪子在这个情况当中，使他的心转变。
So when he walked into his father's place,
当他再回到他的父亲的家中
，he really wants to be a sinner in front of his father.
他真正的想要做一个罪人，在他的父亲的面前。
But his father changes his status.
他的父亲就把他的地位转变。
And his father saved his life, saved his status.
他的父亲就拯救他的性命，还有他的地位。
And verse 9.
第九节讲到。
But I will sacrifice to thee with the voice of thanksgiving, that which I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation is from the Lord. When he hears the conclusion of his prayer.And mentioned that I will sacrifice to thee.
So we see Yona this 结论的祷告，他这边讲到说，我但愿我心用感谢的声音来献祭于你。
And he mentioned that which I have vowed.
在这边讲到说，他讲到说我所许的愿。
And I will pay.
我必偿还。
He willing to come upon to God, and he wants to do what he vowed to God.
他愿意来到神的面前，愿意偿还他所许的愿。
And it telling us his commitment.
他向神有这个决心的意志。
Christians need commitment.
我们基督徒也要有这个决心的意志。
It's not to come to the Lord, believing God is a part of just extra part of our life as adjusting our mainstream of our life.
我们来到神的面前，不只是说生活当中的一部分。
Christian life is a center of a, it should be the center of our life, is a major part of our life.
作为一个基督徒是就是应该是我们日常生活中当中的中心。
And also he understood salvation is from the Lord.
他这边原来也知道说这个救恩出于神。
And all the things that everything is come from God.
任何一切的事情，一切的东西，一切的事跟东西都是由神而来。
Especially the salvation is come from God.
特别是这个救恩是从神而来。
No matter how strong we are,
不管我们有多么的坚强。
No matter how much we have a authority, a power we have,
不管我们有多大的能力跟权柄。
We cannot trust ourselves.
但是我们却不能信靠我们自己。
Only we can trust in God.
我们只能够信靠我们的神。
Now let's look at the First Chronicle chapter 29.
我们来看
First Chronicle chapter 29 verse 11.First Chronicle chapter 29 verse 11. First Chronicles chapter 29 verse 11.
历代志上二十九章第十一节
and 12.
第十二节。
Thou, O Lord, is the greatest, and the power, and the glory, and the victories.And the majesty, indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth. Thine is the dominion, O Lord, that thou dost exalt thyself as head over all. Verse 12. Both riches and honor come from thee, and thou dost rule over all, and in thy hands is power and might, and it lies in thy hands to make great and to strengthen the everyone's.And he mentioned that we did the David and in his prayer mentioned this, everything is came from God.
在这里讲到大卫的祷告，一切的事情，一切的地上所有的都是从神而来。
When he has this attitude, God knows that God blessed him. That's why.
当他有这种心态的时候，神就祝福他。
And when Jonah, when he recovered his faith, and he understood that salvation is came from the Lord.
当约拿他的信心复兴的时候，他知道这个救恩是从神而来。
And Jonah chapter 2 verse 10, right away, then the Lord commanded the fishes and let it vomit Jonah upon to the dry land.
约拿书第二章第十节，神就吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在这干地。
Yeah, this is a simple prayer.
这个祷告虽然看起来是很简单。
And he prayed this under the great stress.
但是他却在这个困难很大的压力当中向神祷告。
But actually, the stress helps him to shape him and to let his heart to be changed and also to repent truly, come to the Lord. He can gain the true hope and faith.
但是这个困难当中，他却他的心向神回转，有这个悔改的心。
So true gain the security and true freedom he gained out of it too.
他就有这个信心的复兴，他就得到这个真正的这个保障跟自由。
You look at the Revelation chapter 3, there is a message to the Laodicea.
我们知道启示录第三章有讲到主耶稣向老底嘉教会所的信息。
Man of God mentioned about their lukewarm faith.
这个神的人讲到说这个教会有这个
But they think they are rich and they think they have everything. But God says actually they are, you are naked and you're wretched and you are miserable. So God suggests him to let him to be, they can advise you to buy from him, from God, to gold refined by fire.
神就让他们劝他们讲说，向神买这个火炼的金子。
So that you can open your eyes.
使他们能够打开他们的眼。
So that they can have a true freedom out of true reality.
他们就能够看到这个真正的事实，能够得到这个真的自由。
I wish that we can always check ourselves.
我希望我们大家都时常的审查我们自己。
Do not let us to be situated like Jonas, like sleeping on the the ship that against the God's destiny.
不要像这个约拿一样睡在这个舱底，然后来违背神的话。
It always requires our constant prayer with a sober mind.
我们时常要有这种清醒的向神祷告的心。
If we are situated a such kind of under the stress because of our own consequences.
假如说我们的生活中有遇到很大的困难、很大的压力的时候，
and we can accept that as His love of Christ.
我们可以接受这就是神的爱。
Because God has His own purpose there.
因为神有神的旨意。
Because that is the best circumstance for us, given to us.
这个是就在这个当中神给我们最好的情况。
So let us to pray to God.
所以让我们向神祷告。
So let us have experience of true freedom out of it.
所以借着这个，我们来靠着神来体会，能够体会到真正的自由。God's
expectation, let us regain our true hope.
神所要我们的就是能够在这个当中能够得到真正的盼望。And
true faith.
真正的信心。
Let's sing Hymn 467.
请唱诗，请唱467首。